Amalongla Aya. Today, we want to share about blessings of kindness. 2021 was a trying year for all. Lockdowns was a tremendous challenge, especially for those who survived hand to mouth. Our gates were locked and we were all inside, protected and safe. The thought of kindness was the last thing on our minds. One morning, I saw a lady standing at our front gate, and so thinking, well, at least she has a mask on, I hurried outside to see who she was. I recognized her. She was a daily wage earner who would come to our house to do garden work every now and then. So when she saw me, she said, "We've been eating just once a day. And last night, our last handful of rice got over." I understood her plight. And so I hurried inside and went into the kitchen and put whatever I could find in my kitchen and handed the bag over to her. Months later, when lockdowns eased, I saw her at my gate again, but this time with a smile and full of gratitude written on her face. And she said, "Auntie, you saved our family. My two daughters, my husband and I, would have died of starvation." Those words struck my mind. And I thought, how true it is that we do not realize what others go through. How important it is to share and to give the gift of kindness to others. Kindness is a precious gift that we must be willing to share with others. In fact, it is a reflection of God's own character. Matthew 5:45 says, "He causes his sun to shine on the evil and the good, send rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." How kindly God treats us all. When we practice kindness, we don't lose, we gain. Acts 20:35 says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Kindness can have a far-reaching impact beyond that one initial act that you do to a person. And I think a great example is the story of Ruth in the Old Testament. She refused to leave her mother Naomi behind. She loved her. And so she decided she would follow her mother-in-law, and together they left Moab and went to Bethlehem to settle down there. During harvest time, she would go around to other people's fields, collecting the leftover grain in order that her mother-in-law and she would survive. You know, Ruth's act of kindness is remembered many, many generations down through the centuries. How come, you might ask? You see, Ruth got married to Boaz, who was a relative of Naomi. She gave birth to a son named Obed, who became the grandfather of David, the king. And David is, of course, the great ancestor of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. We also are enjoying, benefiting the act of kindness that Ruth did hundreds of years ago. The blessings of kindness just multiplies and spreads. And that's the mystery of kindness. And besides, surely goodness will always follow you.